Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from the Biblical Garden outside of Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Why am I coming to you from the Biblical Garden here at Ascension Lutheran Church? Because I wanted to draw attention to this space as a place of quiet reflection, a space that has intentionally been created with plants that were native to the region in the ancient Near East where the stories of the Bible took place, and a place of hopefully respite amidst the busyness of the city and the neighborhood around us where a person could come and reflect upon God's word, reflect upon the wonders of God's creation, and just take a moment of peace amidst the busyness of life. Peace. I want to talk to you about peace this morning and the peace that is offered to us through Jesus Christ. I lived in, me and my family lived in Connecticut for about 8.5 years, and we went into New York City fairly often. We missed living in the city. We'd lived in Chicago before that, and of all the trips we took into New York City, we never went to the United Nations building. And now I'm filled with a little bit of regret living across the country from New York City because I never got a chance to see the statue that is out in front of the United Nations building, a statue created by a Russian artist and donated to the United Nations in 1959. It's a statue of a man beating a sword into a plowshare. A sword into an implement for farming, for the creation of food. And why a statue of a man beating a sword into a plow? Because it comes out of Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4, where the prophet says to the people of Jerusalem that the Lord will protect them and encourages them and us to take these implements of war and use them instead to create, to feed one another. And amazingly enough, in 1959, the Soviet Union donated a symbol of that peace, the peace that God desires for God's creation, that God desires for us, donated a symbol and a reminder of that peace outside of the United Nations building, and it's still there today. God's desire is that there would be peace on earth. And there's a song that says, "Let that peace begin with you," and my hope and my prayer on this Hump Day Hallelujah, on this week leading into Christ the King Sunday, is that you would experience some of that peace, that you would come to know the peace that God has offered to each and every one of us through the birth and life and ministry, a crucifixion and resurrection of His Son, the King who brings with Him peace, the Prince of Peace. So take a moment to reflect on peace, find a peaceful place, a quiet place, and pray for peace within your own heart, within your own home, within your own neighborhood, within your community, within our nation, and in the world, because I'll be doing the same. And I look forward to seeing you next week, Thanksgiving week, on Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.